We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I don't like the side of B. Boucher. He came walking in here. He's like, how's your eye, Kristen? I'm going to have to use a word I don't like here. Kristen said, I'm not seeing a whole lot of improvement here. And B. Boucher said, is it pink eye? And Kristen said, I don't think so. And B. Boucher said, somebody fart on your pillow. That's how you get pink eye. I didn't like it. I puckered.
No, nobody farted on my pillow.
Nobody did that.
I don't know what goes on at your house.
Of course, that's, of course, Biggie gets a chuckle out of it. We talk a bit more. Biggie says that Love Island, which B. Boucher has seen, but Biggie has not all the way, was spoiled for him. And B. Boucher gets all up and, who spoiled that? I want a name. I want a name right now.
Which floor is he work on?
Well, let's go.
No, it's TMZ. Who am I going to beat up?
TMZ.
TMZ.
And then we got it. He started talking about the ESPYs last night, hosted by Shane Gillis, who B. Boucher loves, the comedian. Now, I didn't see nary a second of it, but we played some of the jokes today. And you were talking about, this is the joke in particular. He was making some Caitlin Clark references.
Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women.
I won't give it the time of day. I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable.
That's hilarious.
I would have walked right out of that auditorium. I'm puckered up. I didn't like one thing about it.
The only ones not laughing are you and the black WNBA players. Yeah.
Me and Angel Reese. Look at Chris Timmy's emotional, but you brought him to tears.
He's crying now.
This stuff. He's having to dab his eyes in here.
That was one of those jokes where even the audience was like, okay, I got to laugh. That was pretty good.
I'm going to tweet Angel Reese and say, support sister.
I got your back, sister.
I stand with you.
That's right. Did you see that Shaquille O'Neal was all mad about the Angel Reese? Have you followed this?
A little bit.
Shaquille O'Neal was on a podcast, so as Chris Timmy would say, that's what he says. Don't do that into your pillow.
That's not the name of it.
Is that the podcast?
So it should be called Fart Noises.
No, he was on with somebody, and I guess RG3, Robert Griffin III, had made comments about Angel Reese. I don't even know what they were.
Well, this is a bizarre story, okay?
Yeah.
There was somebody put out like a fake NBA 2K cover. It was a racist cover of Angel Reese. It was her. She was a monkey, frankly.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, wow. RG3 retweeted it and said, this won't stand.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of stuff we don't want to see. So Shaq was mad that RG3 tweeted the picture, basically. He said, you shouldn't have tweeted the picture and given it any credit. Like, give it nothing.
Even if you're against it.
Yes. Don't give this.
It.
This is so.
Because now his 5 million followers saw it.
So he was basically saying, if you want to say anything, say it. Why did you attach the cover
don't
to
show
it? So
it.
Now, yeah.
Okay. Well, so.
But people would have Googled it, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't really fault him for that. You know, say, don't do this.
It's a Twitter world. I mean, it's a visual medium.
Well, Shaq took it out on him on this podcast.
Oh, speaking of man, RG3, tweet another monkey post about my girl Angel Reese. I'm punching your face. Okay. It's enough. Like, I don't usually do stuff like this, but just stop it, bro. Because she's not going to respond because I'm the one calling and be like, baby, keep it classy. Because she's not soft by any means. You're from the streets. But I'm like, you're beautiful. Don't indulge with these fools because he's a fool. He don't even have G14 classification to say that.
He doesn't even have G14 classification. Anyone?
Explain it. He's not black enough to say that.
Oh, he's not black enough to say it. What's G14 classification?
I think, I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I think that's what he was getting at.
Okay.
Robert Griffin's kind of, he's married to a white woman, so he's,
Boy, I'm
kind of looked down at the black
puckering,
community.
I'm puckering now.
No, it's
worse
than
the whole
story.
The whole story.
I didn't think he'd even wander into this part of the neighborhood.
But that's how I took that. Yeah,
the whole story is puckering.
Mistake, Kelly.
I didn't know that's what it was about.
I was a little surprised you had this because this is, I was like, that's going to make him pucker the whole thing.
I'm puckered right now. Yeah. This is worse than the Shane Gillis comments. See what you've brought out of me, BB Sean.
I know. I should have came. I came in here too hot this morning.
You're too hot.
Yeah,
you're because the gun's blazing.
Yeah.
That's right. Jeez, let's play this game.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just play a game. Let's do something fun.
Oh, God, RG3 is on them.
And Shaq. Shaq said that about me, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to do anything to crush you.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to go up against Shaq. I'll tell you that. Ron is on the phone and can choose Chris Dim, Biggie, or B. Boucher to be his partner today. Ron, who you got?
B.B. Shea.
B.B. Shea is chosen. He'll be captain today. He'll be going against either Chris Dim or Biggie. Hunter has the choice. Hunter, do you want Chris Dim or Biggie to be your partner today?
I'll take Mr. Dim.
Christopher Dim versus B.B. Shea. Biggie, you'll float back and forth.
Sounds good to me.
Try to see him.
Wake me if you need me.
All right. B.B. Shea, are you ready?
Yes.
Chris Dim, are you ready?
Amen. Yes.
All right. Shout your name when you know the best answer to this. Top seven answers on the board. We surveyed 100 people and said, name something that can turn an ordinary bath into a romantic bath.
Chris. Bubbles.
Show us bubbles. Number two. One answer beats it, B.B. Shea.
Candles.
Show us candles. Number one answer, and there are five left. So Ron and B.B. Shea have control and can either play or pass. Five answers left. Something that can turn an ordinary bath into a romantic one. Candles, number one. Bubbles, number two. Ron, you want to play or pass it?
We'll play it.
All right. Biggie and Hunter and Chris Dim will try to think of an answer that will provide a steal if it comes to that. Ron, where do you? Something that can turn an ordinary bath into a romantic one. Candles and bubbles are off the board. What do you say?
Like the jet streams.
Show the the jets.
The jets.
Okay. Show us the jets. No, it's not there. I like that, though. I know what he's talking about. All right.
Jetted tarm. Overrated.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Move on. We're playing the game.
Okay.
Overrated though.
He's right.
Jetted tub.
He's right. You don't need a jetted tub.
You don't.
If you ever own
a home. That's a thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's a jetted tub.
Yeah, we're not going to have jetted tubs. Yeah. Don't worry.
Name something that can turn an ordinary bath into a romantic one. Candles, number one. Bubbles, number two. One strike, B.B. Shea.
Let's go with some music.
Show us music. Yes, music is at number five, a romantic song. And now you have four left and one strike. Ron, name something that can turn an ordinary bath into a romantic one. Candles, bubbles, music, and Ron, what do you say?
A partner.
Show us a partner. That's what he said, right? You said a partner?
Yep.
Show it to us. Yeah, another person is at number four.
Okay.
So now you have three left and only one strike, trying to sweep the category. Name something that can turn an ordinary bath into a romantic one. B.B. Shea.
Like some champagne or some alcohol or something.
Some champagne. Number six, champagne / alcohol. Two left and only one strike. Ron, name something that can turn an ordinary bath into a romantic one. Candles, bubbles, another person, music, and alcohol are all gone. You have two left, numbers three and seven. What do you say, Ron?
Nothing. I can't come up with nothing.
Oh, he played so well.
Yeah.
You really did.
You did play well. You really did. You have two strikes, so if B.B. Shea gives one of these, we'll go back to you and you'll have to say that.
All over again.
Same thing. Still nothing. Let's see if he's thinking. Something that could turn an ordinary bath into a romantic one, B.B. Shea.
I got two answers I'm thinking about. Let's go with some incense.
Show us incense. Not there, and that's a strikeout, so we will not have to go through Ron going through it again. We go to Hunter and Chris Dim and Biggie. They'll suggest answers to Chris Dim, who is the captain. Only two of them left. If you get one, you steal it. Hunter, something that can turn an ordinary bath into a romantic one. Candles, bubbles, another person, music, and alcohol are gone. Hunter, what do you suggest to Chris Dim? What did you say?
Rose petals.
Okay. Rose petals. Biggie, you have a suggestion.
Chocolate covered strawberries. Rose petals. I think that's what I thought.
I have roses on my sheet, but based on my life, I will say Epsom salts. No, roses.
He's going on his own.
Yeah. He's going out on his own, enjoying an Epsom salts. All right, for round one, a steal. Give us the rose petals. Number three.
Yeah. Good job, Hunter.
Three. Number seven, bath oil. Oils.
I wondered about that. Yeah.
Thought about incense being that, but it's not.
It's different.
You burn. That's what I thought. Yeah. So I don't know bath oils, but rose petals was the one. That's it. Round one stolen by Hunter and Chris Dim. Your partner hung up.
Oh, no, Ron.
Ron hung up. He played.
Yeah, don't give up on me, Ron.
He played very well that first round.
I know.
It's best out of three.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if Ron knew what we were doing or he was doing. I think Rod might have called and just gotten lucky.
Did he know it was a radio station?
Did he have any?
I don't know.
So, hey, Ron, what do you put in your bath?
A partner.
My wife?
A partner.
I was a little worried that he would win because then I feel like the whole conversation was just going to be me going, can you repeat that? You say that again.
Well, a lot of people are calling
what
now.
What I win?
So for round two, we're going to get a new partner for BB Shea. But the score is Hunter and Kristen 1, BB Shea and partner 0. It's best out of 3. Jeff is your new partner.
Okay. Jeff. All right, Jeff.
And Jeff, we're throwing you right into the fire here. It's you versus Hunter. You have to shout your name when you know the best answer to this. Hello, Jeff. Are you ready to shout your name?
Yes, sir.
And Hunter, you're ready to shout your name?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen closely. Top 6 answers on the board. 100 people survey. Name something specific that has a long neck.
Hunter.
What's the answer?
Giraffe.
Show us a giraffe. Mm. Number 1 answer. Hunter, do you want to play or pass it? There are 5 left.
We'll play it.
Playing. All right. Playing that, Hunter. Jeff, hang on a second. You'll have a chance to steal at the end. Name something specific that has a long neck. Chris Tim and Hunter will go back and forth on this one. Giraffe is number 1. Chris Tim, 5 left.
A bottle?
Show us a bottle. Bottle or beer bottle is at number 3. There are now 4 left. You have no strikes. Something specific that has a long neck. Hunter.
Go with ostrich.
Show us an ostrich. Number 2 is ostrich. You've got half of them gone. 1, 2, and 3. Giraffe, ostrich, bottle, or beer bottle. 3 left. You have no strikes. Chris Tim.
A very tall, thin person.
Show us a very tall, thin person. But it's true. Okay, Hunter. You have 1 strike now and only 3 left. Something specific that has a long neck. Giraffe, ostrich, or bottle. That's 1, 2, and 3. Hunter, what do you say?
We'll go with dinosaur.
Oh, man.
A dinosaur.
Hunter's on fire.
Show us a dinosaur. Not there. I liked it.
Crap.
But not there. All right. Chris Tim, now you have 2 strikes. And 3 are gone. Giraffe, ostrich, bottle, or beer bottle. Something specific that has a long neck. 3 left. Must have
gosh,
one.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Snake?
Show us a snake. No. That means that Jeff, who's new to the game, can steal it and force overtime. Biggie, a suggestion for him. Something specific that has a long neck.
Well, I got 2 things. I don't know if either will work. I said an alien, because you know sometimes you see them, they have the long necks.
Mm-hmm.
And a camel.
Camel, alien, BB Shea.
I just thought of maybe a flamingo or a crane.
That's good.
Flamingo, crane, alien. And what else did Biggie say?
Camel.
Flamingo, crane, camel, alien. Jeff, you can take one of those or go out on your own. You must get it to steal and force round 3. Jeff, what do you say?
Well, I was thinking llama, horse, Matt Ryan. I like flamingo.
He likes flamingo. To force round 3 in overtime, show us flamingo. Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, that's well done.
Wow.
Well done. Number 4 is flamingo. 5 is swan.
Oh, okay.
The water birds.
Swan. And 6 is crane.
So wow.
All of them were birds. Wow. Okay, round 3. To the center of the ring. We have no time to waste here. This is overtime. It'll be Chris Tim versus BB Shea. Whoever takes this one wins. Top 5 answers on the board. 100 people survey. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there.
BB
Shea.
DMV.
Show us the DMV. Not there. Chris Tim.
Church.
Show us church. Number 5. Yeah. Number 5. Okay, that means Hunter and Chris Tim have the control. A place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Church is number 5. Hunter, do you want to play or pass that? 4 left.
We don't play it.
We don't play.
We don't play.
All right, you're playing. Okay, Hunter, it's to you. You only have 3 seconds when I come to you. A place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. What do you say?
Prison.
Show us prison.
Yeah.
Number 1 answer.
Oh, yeah.
Jail or prison, number 1. 3 left, Chris Dim.
School.
Show us school. Surprising. Very surprising. Not there. I thought that would be there. A place
filled with people that don't want to be there. Jailer, prison number one. Church is number five. Three left. Hunter, what do you say?
Hospital. Doctor's office.
Show us.
Oh, yeah.
Hospital or doctor's office.
Wow.
Thanks. Surprising again.
I can speak to that. Once you get there, it's kind of comfortable. I've said it's the world's most expensive vacation.
It's true. Two strikes now. Must come up with one here. A place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Jail, prison, church, what we have so far.
Christa. Courthouse.
Show us the courthouse. Not there.
Man.
How about that? So the captain here is B.B. Shea. Mm. Jeff, you can come in and steal this thing. Biggie, a suggestion for B.B. Shea.
Work, period.
Work. Jeff, a suggestion for B.B. Shea. A place filled with people that don't want to be there. What do you say, Jeff?
Family reunion.
Family reunion.
That's good.
Family reunion or work. B.B. Shea.
I was thinking post office, funeral, and Kelly's Super Bowl party.
Okay.
So I like Biggie's answer. I think we're going to go with work.
All right. That's for the win. A place filled with people who don't want to be there. Work.
Too vague.
Challenge flag.
Fair enough. Heavy,
hey, yeah. Only go off once there. Work / meetings.
Well, I'll tell you where I got the idea is I misunderstood B.B. Shea's first answer of DMV. I thought he said the initials of our company. I was like, B.B. Shea, don't say it on the mic.
Can't say it on mic. Number two, hell.
I hear once you get used to it.
You know. The heat grows on you, you know?
You do have casual shirt Friday.
Yeah.